This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Jim Burke with local news and commentary for Tuesday, August 2nd, 2022. It is primary day, and there are several races in Jefferson County that need your input by 8 o'clock tonight. This is a top two primary, so even if there are only two candidates, such as the Jefferson County Sheriff's race, they will both advance to the fall election. In other contests for the House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate, for example, there are way more than two candidates, so if you'd like to get your favorite candidate onto the fall ballot, fill in your ballot. Make sure it's postmarked with today's date, August 2nd, if you're mailing it in. If you want to drop your ballot into an official drop box, please do so by 8 p.m. at the following locations: the Jefferson County Courthouse, the Brennan Community Center, Quilcene Community Center, Nordland Fire Station on Flagler Road in Nordland, Jefferson County Library in Port Hadlock, Olympic Peninsula Gateway Visitors Center, 93 Beaver Valley Road in Port Ludlow, Ho Indian Nation in front of the Tribal Police Center in Forks, Quinault Indian Nation in front of the Queets Tribal Office in Forks. Yesterday was the Jefferson County Board of County Commissioners meeting, and Dr. Allison Berry, Public Health Officer for Jefferson and Clallam County, and Willie Bentz, Director of Emergency Management, spoke to the commissioners. In Jefferson County, the two-week case rate is 690 per 100,000, a decrease from last week. One person is currently hospitalized. 143 new cases were added this week, the same number as last week, by the way, for a total of 5,271 cases. No deaths this week, so 30 people have died due to COVID-19 in Jefferson County since the pandemic began. In Clallam County, the two-week case rate is 604 per 100,000, also a slight decrease. There are 159 new cases, so the total cases now stand at 14,503. One person is currently hospitalized, and there was one death last week for a total of 119 deaths in Clallam County. The latest death this past week in Clallam County was a man in his 90s, vaccinated with a single booster with multiple underlying comorbidities. He and his family had decided to transition him to comfort care, another term for hospice. Dr. Berry reminded everyone of the recommendations she has been repeating for some time now. So, wear a high-quality mask in indoor settings, full vaccination with three doses for anyone under 65 years of age, and full vaccination with four doses for everyone over 65 and everyone who is immunocompromised. Willie Bentz said, if you want to get into the Picnic in Place group ahead of the All-County Picnic, you should reach out on the Production Alliance All-County Picnic website. When they have better numbers of people who will be involved, they can order corn for the picnic. Registration deadline for Picnic in Place events and free go bags is August 5th. The 10th Annual All-County Picnic invites East Jefferson County to strengthen neighborhood networks as part of a community-wide celebration of resilience and emergency preparedness. There is a link on this newscast transcript of the Production Alliance website. You can listen to Dr. Allison Berry's answers to other questions and Willie Bentz's full remarks on our website, kptz.org, and there are links on the transcript to this newscast for the Clallam and Jefferson County websites with the latest coronavirus information. There is also a link for SayYesCOVIDHomeTest.org website. After seeing lengthy delays Monday on US 101 near Discovery Bay during the Washington State Department of Transportation's chip sealing job, work hours have been adjusted for the rest of the project. Crews are now scheduled to work from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Tuesday, August 2nd, Wednesday, August 3rd, and Thursday, August 4th. The work zone is from milepost 279.5 to 281 near Old Gardner Road in Discovery Bay. This work requires dry weather and could be rescheduled due to rain. While driving through the work zone, please slow down and avoid distractions to keep everyone safe. Real-time traffic information is available on the WSDOT statewide travel map, the WSDOT app, very useful, and the WSDOT regional Twitter account. There are links for these webby things on the transcript of this newscast. The Art Marker sculptures, the five whitewashed wooden pillars made of reclaimed timber that act as guideposts for art and culture around Port Townsend, located downtown, uptown, and at Fort Worden, are in the process of being repainted a dark forest green. This could be in response to some redecoration or vandalism, depending on who you ask, of the sculptures in recent months, and we will follow up and get back to our listeners as this story develops. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5, Monday through Friday, and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us through news at kptz.org. This is Jim Burke. Thanks for listening.